that offset, what am I thinking about? There's some sort of process that eliminated the need for linotype.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, of course, we used offset in commercial. Now the newspaper is the type composed on a computer, and they just punch out a straight line, and then it assembles into 12 M's or 13 M's, 26 M's, whatever they want. And it's all done automatically now, and it's printed. The newspaper printed in Harrison, whereby we had our own equipment. We used hot type and used a roll-fed copper-type press, and then we had teletype setters that set the mats on the linotype, and then they would punch it out just like they do on a punch machine. And then we ran it through the teletype and made a composition. It was an improvement over the old hand operation, but then it wasn't as much as it is now. When they get a couple of girls on the punch machine, they did it cool. Took us we had to do a lot of sweat.
Right. I can remember when I was a paper boy in my hometown, they had the linotype machines. Had an old-fashioned looking press to me. It had the great big arm, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the old copper type.
Is that right?
It came off a roll.
Right.
Yeah. We had one. And then the original press we had when we bought it had quite a history. It was supposed to have been dumped in the Mississippi River during the war.
Huh.
An old country camel on that thing had run. It jarred the whole house.
Oh.
So we replaced that and put a different press in, and later on we put in a roll-fed press.
Let me ask you about your parents. Was your father born in this area?
Yes, my dad was born in Green Forest. He was an early musician. He taught and organized the first band in Green Forest. And just natural with him. He never had, I don't suppose he probably went for the 5th or 6th grade in school, of course. That's him. They didn't have opportunity to be in school. And he was a carpenter, photographer, taught band. He could build anything, build a cabinet or anything. I've got quite a few of his. He wrote all 12, 15 Ozark songs, and I've got the original manuscript.
Is that right?
And he wrote a song on Arkansas back in 1904 or 1905. They sang it at the exposition in St. Louis. And he had 2 or 3 songs published. The rest of them is his only music. We had a family band. We were just 10 of us in the family. So we all had a band and all participated in it.
What did you play?
I played baritone.
Baritone?
Baritone.
Was that horn? Or?
Yeah, it's a horn.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's what I played in high school, man.
Oh, and my son played baritone. In fact, I've got his horn in there. He played in it. He went to Riverside down in Georgia. And Colonel Beaver had charge of Riverside, and he played in the concert band and also in the school band, and then in Hollywood when they spent this winter in Hollywood, Florida. Then he went from there to Princeton, and he played in the football band up there in Princeton. Played baritone.
Do you remember if he played treble or bass player?
He played treble. I didn't have to fiddle in bass club.
I switched from cornet to baritone.